انت بتسمع تسعينات اف ام، اجمل ذكريات.
Hello and welcome. I'm your host, Farah, and this is my show, Music with Farah, on 90s FM. Before we start, if you'd like to leave us a comment or suggest a song, drop us a call on +21 000 427 894. Tonight, I'm excited to share the icons who brought poppy glitz and glamour to the world all the way from Sweden. It's the ultra-pop icons, ABBA. Now, before ABBA became the four people we know who make up the band, let's jump back to 1964, where in a summertime music festival, Hep Stars keyboardist and vocalist Benny Andersson met Hootenanny singer, guitarist, and vocalist Björn Ulvaeus, and the two ended up meeting, although briefly. Sometime later, after Björn's military service, there was a Hootenanny gig where Björn invited Benny, and the two found each other again, had a couple of drinks, and ended up writing a song called It Isn't Easy to Say. Then, around 1969, we could say they officially worked together when Benny called Björn to be a stand-in guitarist for their tour in Finland. As their friendship grew, they decided to become a duo, and around that time, released an album called Laika. The album was very folksy, with a bit of rock, country, and even pop mixed in. Their title track, Laika, was a Swedish ballad that talks about the simple, everyday joys of life. Now, after they did Laika, both guys decided to kind of do their own thing. That is, until Stig Andersson, who ran the recording studio in Stockholm and was a music publisher for Polar Music, hired both guys to write songs for his company. Around that time, they started writing a lot of music, and they formed an almost split partnership where Björn wrote the lyrics and Benny created the music. And with all that material, they created their album, Laika. And they also included a song called Hey Gamle Lån, where you'll hear the two future members of ABBA, Agneta and Annie Fried. Our lovely Annie Fried Lyngstad made her first public appearance in 1967. And she also came in fourth in the Swedish competition for participating in the Eurovision Song Contest, and eventually got signed by a record company to start her professional career. As for Agneta, she was also involved in music from an early age, performing as young as 6 years old. She also played the piano and composed her own songs. And from 1967 to 1972, she worked as a solo artist in a dance band. In 1969, Björn met Agneta, and Benny met Annie Fried. A few months later, all four decided to form a group later on. Eventually, Stig Andersson also became their manager, co-wrote much of their early material, and provided many of the catchy titles of famous ABBA songs we now know. And in the spring of 1972, the band was officially known as Björn and Benny, Agneta and Annie Fried. And the first song they recorded was People Need Love on their album, Ring Ring. The song itself feels like a cross between folk and rock music, but there is a lot of pop in there too. When you listen to the song, it really feels like the start of cementing that ABBA sound that they would become known for. The song was written and composed by Björn and Benny, and it also became a huge hit in Holland, Germany, Sweden, and even Japan. There's also a little bit of yodeling in there too. Here is the very upbeat pop song, People Need Love.
People need hope, people need loving, people need trust from a fellow man. People need love to make a good living, people need faith in a helping hand.
Man has always wanted a woman by his side.
Matrimonial harmony.
Everybody knows that a man who's feeling down wants a female.
And that was our happy-go-lucky, The People Need Love. Now, although ABBA, the band, was well, the issue of their long name spelled and set out was so much. So their manager, Stig Anderson, decided to combine the first letter of their names to create the acronym ABBA. There was also a competition in the newspaper to find a suitable name for the group, and that summer it was announced that the group's name would be ABBA. Now, around the late 60s, early 70s, there was a contest called the Melody Festival, which was a competition to find the Swedish entry for the 1973 Eurovision Song Contest. ABBA decided to enter with their song Ring Ring, and they unfortunately lost out in the competition, placing third. However, the song actually became such a huge hit on the Swedish chart that it became their first number one hit. It's a song that captures the anticipation and longing of waiting for a phone call from a loved one, with this super vibey, upbeat melody and those ABBA-esque harmonies that shine through. Here's Ring Ring. Sweetest Ring Ring. And so now the group is really nearing into 1974, and so they decided to have another go at representing Sweden in the Eurovision Song Contest. To them, Eurovision was a way to break into other countries and have people listen to their group. As the time drew near, the group had to choose between the songs Hasta Manana and Waterloo. They ended up choosing Waterloo. And that was the best decision they could have made, as they ended up winning that year's Eurovision, and ABBA was ready to break through into the international world.
My eye.
After their big hit Waterloo, ABBA released their third self-titled album, ABBA, on April 24th, 1975. The track Mamma Mia was written by Benny and Björk, with background vocals from Agnetha and Annie Fried. The track itself talks about a character who keeps having an on-again, off-again relationship with someone who's constantly unfaithful. Now, the track itself has a really cool story. It's almost like this track was the opening to ABBA becoming more experimental in their recording studio. As they were working on Mamma Mia, Benny realized that this is one of those songs or tracks that doesn't just work with a piano and guitar, but instead he realized that this song is too dependent on the little whims, harmony parts, and riffs, which is what ABBA is about, or what it would become. One of these whims became an overdub of the marimba, which you can hear right at the beginning of the track. It happened when they saw the marimba in a little corner of the Metronome studio. And when they were all recording, they felt that the track was okay, but it still wasn't the record they were looking for. Then Benny started playing the marimba just to see what it sounds like, and that one small choice changed the song, adding that fun little catchiness at the start. That was the most beautiful, iconic Mamma Mia. Our next track was the lead single of their fourth studio album, Arrival Dancing Queen. So around the 70s, it was the norm for major acts to release an album every year. And so Bjorn and Benny entered Glenn Studios, where they would spend 2 days recording backing tracks together along with session musicians. In those 2 days, they would record a song called Tango, which would eventually become Fernando, and they recorded another track called Ole Ole, which unfortunately became an unreleased track. But they also recorded a third track called Boogaloo, which was all about dance rhythms, and if you guessed Dancing Queen, you'd be right. Dancing Queen had many different inspirations. For the dance feel of the track, they found inspiration from George McRae's 1974 disco hit Rock Your Baby, which is considered an iconic staple within that genre. As for the rhythmic influence, it came from the drumming on Dr. John's 1972 album Gumbo. The song was so beautiful that Frida recalls Benny came home with the tape of the backing track and played it, bringing her to tears. Although the song is really upbeat and it's happy, there's something almost melancholy and I might even add nostalgic about the song. Without further ado, here is Dancing Queen. Dancing Queen. Now, our next track was the first song that was recorded for ABBA's fifth studio album, The Album. Sessions began on May 31st, 1977 at Marcus Music Studio, which was a brand new studio that was never used by ABBA. The song they were working on for this album had the working title of A Bit of Myself. But once the backing track was complete and the lyrics for the song were written, Stig Anderson contributed a new title for the song, which became known as The Name of the Game. And the track itself is pretty complex, going from a happier pop song to a more rock synthy groove. We see the bass take the lead with the synth and electronic guitar combining with ABBA's harmonies to create a completely groove-based sound. Then it's almost as if the track switches to a more acoustic sound, adding that very folk-inspired sound from their very early albums. Here is The Name of the Game. That was our beautiful, groovy, and folk Name of the Game. And now, a fun track from ABBA is Take a Chance on Me. This was their first single where they were credited under the name ABBA. The group started recording the song on August 3rd, 1977, with the working title Billy Boy. And the first recording of the song was actually pretty rocky, as they only had the backing track. Then, on August 15th, with backing musicians Lassie Wallander on guitar and Rutger Gunnarsson on bass and Roger Palm on drums, they completed the final version of the song. Although coming up with the lyrics was another step in making the track, and as inspiration strikes anywhere, this rang true for Bjorn and Take a Chance on Me. Bjorn really liked jogging, and the backing track they created for the song felt almost like it suggested a percussive mood. As Bjorn was running one day, his feet made a specific sound, almost like a chick-chick as it hit the ground. He ended up finding within that sound the phrase, Take a Chance, and he ended up adding the last part, and that's how he got Take a Chance on Me.
Take a chance on the first in line. Take a chance, honey, I'm still free. Take a chance on me. If you need me, let me know. Gonna be around. If you got no place to go when you're feeling down. If you're all alone, when the pretty birds have flown, honey, I'm still free. Take a chance on me.
We can go dancing, we can go wild.
And that is the beloved Take a Chance on Me. With this next album and track, we can consider this one of the most famous of the bunch. This is Voulez-Vous, which is the name of their sixth studio album and title track. This album has all their biggest hits like Chiquitita, Does Your Mother Know, I Have a Dream, and Voulez-Vous. This was their first album to be mainly recorded at Polar Studios in Stockholm. And it was the only ABBA album to include a studio recording made outside of Sweden, where the backing track for the Voulez-Vous was partly recorded at Criteria Studios in Miami. The song has such a gorgeous bass, a beautiful, almost velvet-like saxophone, and a fast-paced disco feel. It's late-night disco fever with those ABBA-esque background vocals, which feel especially fitting for the mood of the song. Also, the electric piano is such a fun added touch in the track. Here is the late-night disco groove, Voulez-Vous.
Hanging in the air, giving us a spark.
And that was the Groovy Voulez-Vous. Our next track comes from their 7th studio album released on November 3rd, 1980. Super Trooper was the last song recorded for the album and was written and produced by Bieni and Bourne. The song's name refers to the Super Trooper, which is a type of spotlight used in large venues, and the track would go on to become one of the group's best-selling singles. In the UK, this was ABBA's 9th and final number one on the UK singles chart. Annie Fried was on lead vocals, Agnetta was on vocals, Benny on keyboards, synthesizers, and backing vocals, and Bjorn was on acoustic guitar and backing vocals. Although it's a glitzy, glamorous song about being on stage, the song's lyrics have a hidden wall of anxiety and emotion of loneliness while under the big spotlight, while holding on to this anticipation of finding their loved ones out in the crowd.
Beams are gonna blind me, but I won't feel blue like I always do, 'cause somewhere in the crowd there's
Shining Bright, that was our Super Trooper. Now, a somewhat underrated and beloved song of ABBA is Our Last Summer. The song was written by Benny and Bjorn, who were on the island of Vixar for 5 days in their songwriting cabin. And after their writing session, they came back with the songs The Winter Takes It All and Our Last Summer, though they only had the melody and not the title. This song was inspired by a teenage romance Bjorn had experienced when he was a teenager. During a visit to Paris, he met a girl from his hometown who was working as an au pair, and then the two met each other and spent their time together in Paris.
Summer air was soft, warm, the feeling right, the Paris night bit his best to pieces, and strolling down the Seine, we had a drink in each cafe.
Our nostalgic Our Last Summer. Our next track was released in December 1981 by Polar Music as the lead single from the band's 8th album. The track features Annie Freed as the lead vocalist, and the song is about a woman who's trying to revive her relationship. The track had the working titles of Number One and Milo Amore before becoming One of Us. Bjorn was actually the one who wanted to release it as their first single from their new album, and that was actually a really great idea, as this became ABBA's final number one single of their career before their eventual disbandment. And the song itself is a bit gloomier than their usual discography, as the group's divorces were kind of starting to influence their songwriting. Frida and Benny separated in 1980 after 2 years of marriage and officially divorced in 1981. Although the divorce did have an impact on the group, they still decided to continue despite the intensity and breaks in their marriages and relationships. Then, in 1979, Agnetha and Benny divorced due to several factors, but mostly because touring led to the couple's split. Even their later music felt like mourning these relationships, with songs like The Winner Takes It All and One of Us. And by the early 1980s, the band had quietly disbanded, and all the members went on to pursue solo careers and other projects. Then, in 2018, there were rumors of a reunion, and the members themselves began seriously discussing a comeback, revealing that they had recorded a couple of new songs together for the first time over 35 years. Those two songs eventually became a full album, and they released the album Voyage in 2021. Then, in 2022, they featured something called Avatars, which are digital avatars of the band members, allowing ABBA to return to the stage without physically touring. ABBA had been through the highs and lows of being a band. They were able to reunite and gift us the music we once loved and adored from them. For our last track of the night, I want to showcase ABBA's love for music and my love for sharing the music and history of these groups. I want to present a track that felt like the last present from ABBA to their beloved fans before they disbanded. This is the beautiful Thank You for the Music, an ode to the beauty of music and those who enjoy it. I've been your host Farah with my show Music with Farah on 90s FM, and I'll see you at the same time, same place. Thank you for tuning in and enjoy the music.
I'm nothing special, in fact, I'm a bit of a bore. If I tell a joke, you've probably heard it before. But I have a talent, a wonderful thing, 'cause everyone listens when I start to sing. I'm so grateful and proud. All I want is to sing it out loud. So I say thank you for the music, the songs I'm singing. Thanks for all the joy they're bringing. Who can live without it? I ask in all honesty, what would life be without the song? Thanks, what are we? So I say thank you for the music, for giving it to me. Mother says I was a dancer before I could walk. She says I began to sing long before. I wanna see.